like this. What is this?
You like this?
Yeah.
This is sent to us by Lucas MacArthur.
Oh, Lucas. It's very, dirgy. I like that. Ooh, it's very goth. Thank you.
Believe you me, art is a treat.
I really like this. Different for us.
So
thank
chill.
You. Thank you, Lucas. Mommies, as you're hearing this, I am right now in Syracuse, New York. I am at the Syracuse Funny Bone, October 9th through 12th. Me and Theo are locking it down. Then, October 16th through 19th, the Des Moines Funny Bone in Des Moines,
Iowa.
And then October 25th through 27th, Madhouse Comedy Club in San Diego. And follow us on Twitter, pretty please, at Christina P., at Tom Segura. That's where we put all kinds of stuff for you guys to
That's
know
what's
about.
Up.
What about you, Denim, Denim, Denim?
Daddy Denim, I am, as you hear this, I'm getting ready to go to Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino.
Mm.
I'll be there out in Connecticut. What up? And I will be doing a few shows. Please come see me at Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Casino. That's the 10th through the 12th. Let's see. Oh, also, let's see. Oh, I already fucked that up.
what did you fuck up?
I forgot to promote something that I'm doing before this comes out. But that's fine. It's not a big deal.
Aww. Oh, poop.
The next week, I'm going to Houston. All our Houston fans, I'll be there with my closing act, Joe Rogan. You should come see us October 18th. Go to Joe Rogan's site, and you can see us in Houston. This is what I wanted to tell you. November 1st and 2nd, I'm going to do the small room at Flappers, and I'm going to do an hour. I'm doing one show Friday, November 1st, two shows Saturday, November 2nd at the small room at Flappers. I'm running an hour set. You're going to see the hour that I'm going to shoot for my special the following weekend. And then November 9th, I shoot the special in Minneapolis. And I will post on my Twitter feed the link, and we'll post it on our website and everything where you can get the tickets. All right? I hope that keeps your jeans up. What else, jeans? Well, I'll tell you this. Super tight denim jeans.
Oh, so tight. I can't breathe.
Whoa.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Do you want to do this show or not?
Yeah.
So are teachers not afraid of you? How do they teach you when you're in the classroom?
No, they ask, can we teach you now? Then I say, yes. And then they go, 1+1, and I'm like, 5. I want those type of things. Quick class, very quick class.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah.
yogurt I just fed you is barely good. I mean, I ate it too.
What about the eggs, though?
They might be okay.
I think so. I don't think that turkey meat's any good.
Turkey meat I just threw out.
And there was some other stuff in there.
It was so gray. Right? So. Oh, there's like, I'm a food hoarder. I don't like to throw food away. There are strawberries I had cut up like before we left, and they're in Tupperware. Just so disgusting. There's an eggplant parmesan I made 2 weeks ago. Still haven't thrown it out.
Damn.
I'm so fat right now. I just realized that. Dude, the skirt that I'm wearing, yeah, it's like squeezing all my stomach meat.
Well, go to McDonald's today. Why don't you go to McDonald's today?
I'm so fucking fat from the South, man. All the barbecue we ate, all the, you know, buffalo wings and...
Yeah.
Oh my, Jesus Christ.
We did it up. We did it up, man.
So fucking fat. How much weight do you think you gained?
On this trip?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know. I tried to like kind of dial back some of the the work with, you know, I'd be like, just give me a salad this meal. So I would try to clean out the damage, and I ran, worked out a couple times in the hotels. It just kind of, you know, pulls back the reins a little bit.
A little bit.
Maybe I stayed the same.
Well, I'd like to hope that we did, but I think the late night eating, because we eat at 1 a.m. Yeah,
it's fine.
Like,
that's what doctors say to do.
You got to eat like a chili cheeseburger with fries and then lay down. That's have to do it that way.
Doctor recommended.
Doctor ordered, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, and you have to drink a lot of alcohol first. Get yourself really hungry, eat a chili cheeseburger and fries, and then lay down.
We didn't do the chili cheeseburger.
We did a lot.
Yeah, but we didn't do a chili cheeseburger with fries at 1 a.m. We didn't do that once.
We did more. We did like,
that's true.
Yeah. What did we do? We should just
put it out there.
Fess up. Yeah.
Steak. We did steak that first night. Well, wait a minute. In Columbus, I didn't really. What did we end up eating?
We had Bob Evans. We had pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
We had pizza late night in the green room.
Yeah.
That was one night. We ordered steaks.
Pizza?
We ordered steaks the next night with loaded baked potatoes around 11 p.m. We did that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a good one.
Next night.
Pizza?
Next night, what did we do, Tom?
The next night, where did we go the next night?
I think we were in Nashville.
Yeah.
We did like decent food.
No, we did good.
Cheese spread. We did a cheese platter at 11 p.m.
Tuna tartar.
Tuna tartar. A bunch of shit. But then the real treat came the following night when you were like, oh, I'm so hungry. Let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And then you placed an order for how many wings?
30.
30 chicken wings for two people. 30.
I have a confession to make.
What's that?
When I went in to pick them up, I ordered more.
Are you serious? Why?
Because I thought it wasn't enough.
You thought 30 wings wasn't...
In my mind, because I was hungry, and I was like, I'm going to think... I know, like, because you...
Jesus.
Well, you go... When you go, you always say that I don't, you know, I'm the big dog, and big dog doesn't share.
No, big dog eats super fast, and then the little dog doesn't get to eat enough.
So in my mind, I go, all right, I should probably... I'm going to eat, like, 20 of these.
Uh-huh.
And then what if... You're really hungry. This is how I thought when I was in there. I go, what if you're really hungry and, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm going to eat 10 wings. Big deal. Maybe you want more. That's how I thought. So I basically thought I needed to back it up. But the great irony of this all that we're not even telling them is that how many did we throw away?
Like half of them.
More than half.
Yeah.
So we didn't even eat half of that order.
It's funny. You don't think that we can clear 30 wings at midnight.
35.
Huh? Yeah. You don't think that's a good idea? 35 wings and then lay down and sleep for the night.
Right. But what I'm saying is that you ended up having 5 wings.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm smaller considerably.
But I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know what you were...
But now you know my wing threshold.
Right. But see, we needed that experience. Like, if you're not a regular wing person...
Right.
Like, I just found out that I needed about 12.
Right.
And I was happy.
Yeah. Because generally in restaurants, when you order wings, don't they come in like 6? That's and then like a dozen. Maybe a baker's dozen. Usually baker's and then like 20. And then after 20, you're in a contest, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You're the biggest pig in the world.
Yeah, it just didn't sound like, I mean, because I picture the wing, it's not that big, and we went into it really hungry. So, you know, I mean, it's one of my problems. It's not even like the eating amount, it's the ordering amount.
Right, it's your scarcity. Are you afraid? Oh, yeah, you're afraid it won't be enough.
Right. So yeah. It's like if you hold me out and you go, you sit me down at a restaurant and it's late, I'm starving, I'm going to order way more than I'm going
to
eat.
I know. But you know what? On the road, you kind of have to do that.
You have to. Because yeah. You know what else we did? We made them make those wings all differently.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found that sometimes you took one bite, you're like, disgusting. Oh, I don't like any of these.
That's the key to road ordering, is that you order way too much of different things. And that way you're at least going to get two of those things, be good.
Yeah.
And then you're going to eat well. Otherwise, you're fucked. You order one thing and then it tastes like shit and you're fucked. Thank you. Now, that clip you opened with, that was a South African guy.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
It was sent a while ago and then it's been sent a few more times. And, you know, sometimes we just don't get to the stuff that we need to get to. But it's a golden clip. This is a guy who's being interviewed outside by a journalist from like a local news station, we presume. He is a South African student.
Mm-hmm.
He's dressed for school, the traditional kind of dress for a lot of, I would say...
A schoolboy?
Yeah, it's a white button down.
He's got the short pants on.
No, he's got a white button down.
Beep.
And he's got navy blue pants.
Yeah.
And he's holding a whip.
Yeah.
And he has an amazing personality, amazing... kind of mannerisms, gestures that he makes, and this clip is just, it's full of gold.
What is it called so that people can Google it and not?
I would just look for
African dude.
South African student.
Okay, that's the title
on YouTube,
you guys.
South African student interview, and it's one of those videos that gets copied and reposted, so it's out there 1,000 times.
He's holding a whip.
Man, how was the day so far at school?
Ah, wonderful, man.
How is the day so far at school?
Wonderful man.
He's like super
so
like
sarcastic.
He keeps gesturing like big with his hand, like, oh, this is the best shit ever, man. There's obviously a story behind this that we're not like why there's an issue happening
of
with
course.
School and the students, but
of course.
Man, how was the day so far at school?
Wonderful, man. No, business is going very well, you know. Since the price of Kotli has gone up, you know, students are still buying, but we're cool. It's very nice here, man.
The price of something has gone up.
Kotla.
Yeah, but students are still buying.
Wait, remember, what's his name? Our little adopted African boy.
Lloyd.
Doesn't he reference that?
Maybe. He mentions the Kosa.
Kosa.
Which this guy ends up mentioning, yeah.
Which is a tribe.
South African tribe, Africa. Yeah.
Yes.
You mean, are you not learning? No learning happening today?
No, I'm not learning. I'm currently on my lunch break. I mean, come on, man. How can I learn during lunch? What do you want? What do you think? I must always be behind the book like, you know, Caucasian. Come on, man. I'm here to do something real with my life, like the money and things like that.
Why the whip you're carrying in your hand? What is that all about?
So I didn't follow 100% what he said.
Oh, I remember. Wasn't David Cao telling us something like this? Like they had some subsidized learning program for the black people there because they felt that they needed some kind of white help or something. I don't know. Maybe this, I can't remember now everything. Do you remember David Cao? He had a joke. He's like, thank you so much for my government-sponsored reading program. And he has that accent.
Yeah, he does it. Yeah.
Oh, man, I wonder what this is about. Now I'm curious.
The whip I'm carrying in my hand, you know, it's a very great idea given to me by Kosas, you know, because they said that, you know, if someone hits you, you must hit them back. So this thing is one of my self-defense mechanism, you know, against Mr. Mabunda, you know. He likes touching us, you know, doing funny things like, you know, come here, my boy, you know. Then if he does that, I'm like, hey, where's that, you know?
That is a real fucking whip, man.
It's a real whip.
Yeah, did you hear that whip?
Yeah,
it's pretty serious sounding.
That's some African whip.
Those type of things, you know, because I can defend myself.
And so with all this violence, shouldn't you be involving the police? I mean, why are students fighting with the...
No. I cannot involve the police. Why must I do that? I must involve the police when Kosa said that I can take action against myself, for myself, actually. You know, 40 students, one teacher, who's going to win? We will win, Baba. Sibapaya. Sibapaya, man. Sibapaya. Yeah, that's crucial. No.
So are teachers not afraid of you? How do they teach you when you're in the classroom?
No, they ask, can we teach you now? Then I say, yes. And then they go, 1 plus 1. And I'm like, 5. I want those type of things. quick class, very quick class. If I say lunch break time, no, I go now. I can, you know.
So cool.
Oh, man. I love that he said, the teachers go, can we teach you now?
Yeah. Can we teach you now? I just love listening to this accent.
It's
I
great.
Love the South African.
It's amazing.
Yeah. This, what a neat country. What a beautiful, wonderful time so, we had there.
This guy is, he's a fucking, like.
Oh, he's a radical.
Oh, my God.
Bunda, you know. He likes touching us, you know.
I don't know who he's talking about, but it's obviously.
Mabunda.
A person in power.
Yeah.
Doing funny things like, you know, come here,
check
my boy,
hey,
you know. Then if he does that, I'm like, hey, when's that, you know.
Whoa.
Those type of things, you know, because I can defend myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love his sarcasm.
I love, yeah, and he punctuates. He's like, because I can defend myself. He punctuates everything.
So obviously the Kosas, they were telling them you should pick up a whip and defend yourself or something to them.
Sure, against whoever. Cosa.
They're so Cosa. Dope, dude. I like his sarcasm.
Yeah.
He's a fucking, that guy's a fucking South African punker, dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah, he is. He's
yeah,
just
he's
like those Brit punk
yeah,
rock
I love
people.
It. Yeah. I just love him. I love his energy.
Can we
his
teach
anger.
You?
And so with all this violence, shouldn't you be involving the police? I mean, why are students
why
fighting with
it? No, no, no. I cannot involve the police. Why must I do that? I must involve the police when Kosa said that I can take action against myself, for myself, actually. You know, 40 students, one teacher. Who's going to win? We will win, Baba.
We will win, Baba.
Sibapaya. Sibapaya.
Sibapaya.
Sibapaya. Yeah, that's crucial. No, no, no.
So are teachers not afraid of you? How do they teach you when you're...
This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
This is my
the classroom.
Favorite.
No, they ask, can we teach you now? Then I say, yes. Mm-hmm. And then they go, 1 + 1. And I'm like, 5.
You hit me ding dong.
Pizza.
You hit me ding dong. That country, boy, I tell you, they're so beautiful. They have so many problems. Remember Jacob Zuma? When we were there, that's the president of South Africa.
Yeah.
And Zuma was saying how he didn't get AIDS from a prostitute he slept with because he took a shower afterward. Mm-hmm. And that's all you have to do to prevent HIV infection.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And he sat...
Take a shower.
Well, the big thing is that not only was he the president and all that, but at the time, he sat on the like AIDS awareness board. So he's coming from a position of like information.
Yeah, really.
Here's somebody you
guy.
Can trust.
Yeah, he has like 12 wives too. Mm-hmm. Oh, yay, yay. It's a poor country, man.
Pretty.
Well, no wonder that kid's pissed off. I would be too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, fuck that shit. Well, that's what you get for living in South Africa.
What, a whip?
I'm just kidding. Like he had a choice. Hey, you know what I noticed, BTW? We've been talking about Webster for the last like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I've had that city song in my head, unfortunately, for like days. Can we play just a little bit? Do you have it?
Yeah, I do have it.
It's gonna do. It's gonna do. I can't stop. Ding chong, ching tong tang. Is that what
babe.
He sings? Ding dong, ching chong.
Babe.
City do, bitty boo, cagawa poo.
Where is it?
It's gonna do. But I was looking at pictures of Webster in the 80s at the height of his fame, and I noticed that, and a lot, if you Google Webster, like Emmanuel Lewis, the sitcom, there's like promo shots of him with George and Mam.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he's something like 12 years old there, even though he looks like he's 4, and he's missing his top teeth. So like either they never grew in and the network was like, no, leave those teeth out. Because you're going to look even more adorable and young. Or like they didn't put flippers, because that's usually what they give kids who are missing teeth, or flippers.
Yeah.
That means like Emmanuel Lewis's parents didn't even like fix his teeth and he was 12 or 13 years old.
Mm.
Which is absurd.
Hold on. All right, sorry. But yeah, you said you wanted a little taste.
I'd like to hear City Connection again.
Gonna do. This seriously
I love
is
it.
Nothing cuter than this kid in the whole fucking world.
Baby. I want one,
yeah.
Don't you?
Of course.
Gonna do is gonna do.
Right? Kind of into it now.
I got another video. Here's another clip of his. You also might like. I don't know if you'll like it as much, but it's also a pretty good.
City connection doesn't even make sense. The city connection.
Sometimes grown-ups touch kids in ways they don't like.
I was wrestling with my uncle, and it changed. It felt icky.
When touching feels funny, it's hard to know what to do. Say no! Then go! Then tell!
I remember this.
Remember that?
Say no, then go, then tell.
Yeah.
Well, if it isn't the Emmanuel Lewis kettle calling Michael Jackson black,
no
weird,
shit.
Isn't it?
I know, right?
Jeez.
The guy who spent all that time with MJ.
The irony is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought he was finger banging Emmanuel back then. Nobody thought that MJ was doing that stuff.
No. Speaking of Emmanuel and touching, a lot of people when we talked about Webster were like, have you seen Ricky Schroeder's Webster story from when he was on Joe Rogan? And
yeah.
It's pretty amazing. This is an old episode of Rogan too. This is back when it was still on the couch.
Mm.
Not even in the studio. He sat on the couch in his office.
I never. Oh wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how it started.
Yeah. I used to. I think I'm on episode 8.
Oh my gosh.
This is episode 37, and like you sat on the couch and he had microphones. I remember because when you sit on a couch, you know you have to kind of sit up.
Yeah.
And he kept telling like, man, sit up, man. And I was like, my back hurts. I want to sit back.
We like to lay down and do our show,
yeah,
practically.
But here is you want to hear Ricky Schroeder telling this?
I would love to hear this.
Okay, this is pretty amazing. This is Ricky Schroeder.
I used
Schroeder.
To love The Ricker, by the way.
Of course.
I had such... He was my first love, I think, was Ricky Schroeder, besides John Goodman.
Silver Spoons, right?
Oh, my God. When I was a little girl, I thought I was hoping I would marry Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, I wanted
God,
to be Ricky Schroeder.
So fine.
They're both, I guess, he and Webster are stars around the same... Big stars.
Huge
yeah, around
stars.
The same time.
Oh, my gosh.
A prison of four, you know?
So the Webster story. So I'm, you know, at one of these network junkets where you go to promote your show and stuff, and all the other actors and casts are there from their shows. And this little, man, black kid, this tall, was just cute as could be, man. And just like, I put him on my knee, and I started just playing with him and bouncing him around, and he was giggling and laughing and having a good time. And then, like, you know, I liked kids. I've always liked kids, so I laid the kid back, and I blew, like in his neck.
Zerbert.
Zerbert? Is that
yeah,
what it's
yeah,
called?
Yeah, that's what Bill calls it.
I blew him a couple Zerberts, and he's, like, right. Giggling like a little four-year-old, right? And I put him away, and let him go ahead now. I'm done playing with you. And somebody comes over and says, you know, he's 16, right?
No.
We were the same age. We were the same age, man.
16.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying, that he was 16 and he had no teeth.
Uh-huh.
So bizarre. This whole Webster thing, now looking back, at the time it seemed so normal.
Right.
And now as an adult, I'm like, this happened? This little weird dude.
Right?
Was on the Ricker's lap. That's so fucking great. By the way, those Webster PSAs, do you remember those PSAs growing up in the
80s?
No, You maybe just missed out on them. There was a huge wave of PSA stuff. I don't know. Maybe it was the Reagan years. I think Nancy Reagan or somebody wanted to, the DARE program came out. And so there was a million, all our favorite sitcom actors were doing these stupid fucking PSAs. Like Punky Brewster had a drug episode where she and Margo were doing blow in the clubhouse. And then at the end, it would be like, Punky says, don't do drugs. And everything was about getting molested, set on fire. If you're set on fire, you got to roll. Stop, drop, and roll. If you get touched, you got to say no, then go, then tell. If you do drugs, you got to say no. It was like this weird... In the 80s, everybody was obsessed with children getting burned, raped, or doing drugs.
And while the ring is tonight, dance, dance, I'm a call to dancing tonight.
City connection,
your telephone's gonna
gonna do, it's gonna do.
What if Webster said that his reason for doing the PSA was because of the Zerberts Ricky Schroeder gave him?
I would be fucking amazing.
He's like, this blonde man.
I don't know.
Tickled me and made me feel. She was 16 years old.
What does that do to a person, do you think, to have to pretend to be four and you're 16?
He knew what he was doing because he said it in that interview. He's like,
he worked it.
Milking the onion to give the puppy eyes. People are like, you're adorable. He's a puppy. It's like puppies know. Dogs learn how to win you over.
To manipulate. Now, do you think that was the attraction between he and Michael, that they were both in a regressed state of mind?
And basically, he's exactly what Michael wanted because he knew what Michael enjoyed, which was
the
like
child.
The innocence. So he was like, and he was pretending to be four with Michael.
Wow. God, it's so sick. Yeah. It all makes sense now.
I wish modern day Webster was as cute as back then.
Isn't it disappointing?
Yeah.
Because he didn't grow up. He just got fatter and older.
Yeah.
He didn't get taller.
Yeah. Well, can't someone starve him? Put him on a starvation diet?
Here's what we got to do, guys. We got to starve Webster down to child weight again.
Yeah.
Knock those front teeth out. And get him on a sitcom ASAP.
Hi.
A little plastic surgery.
There's only one mommy.
It's so cute.
It's so adorable. Didn't you tell me that...
ding, ding, ching, chong, chang.
It's not ding, dong, ching, chong, chang.
I ordered Chinese food. Ding, Kung dong. Pao chicken is delicious for you too.
Ching, ching, chong. What you gonna ching? You're gonna chong.
But why the song? Like, was his manager like, you know what you got to do, bro? Now that you're big here, you got to record a song in Japan. Like, did Ricky Schroeder have a song then?
I don't know.
Or Gary Coleman?
I don't know, man.
I wonder if Gary Coleman, if he didn't have a song, was stupid. Because that guy couldn't have been a bigger star, too. Is he dead, Gary Coleman?
I forget. Yeah.
I think he died.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been a bigger act. God damn it, that Gary Coleman. I hope he had money. I don't think he did, though.
Yeah.
I think they fuck those guys.
You and George both made great daddies. But there's only one mommy.
What do you think it's like being one of the adults on that show when they're like, here's the pilot you're going to do?
Oh my God, to get that script.
Adorable little blackhead. And they're like, what? And he's 17. But he looks like he's three.
Well, my favorite part of the whole pitch is like, wait, you guys have seen the show Different Strokes, right? Yeah. Well, we're going to do our version of it, so we need a small black kid.
I don't know if you noticed, it's a pretty popular show.
So tacky. And that's literally how television development works.
And movies.
Everything.
Everything is the same, exactly.
Everything.
That's why all those sci-fi movies now, they're all the same, you know? Like, you look at like, really like Avatar, Oblivion, all those big... And then the one star is like, I'll give myself to save humanity. And you watch the movie, it's the same formula.
Same theme.
Just different star, same kind of effects.
Yeah. Even,
same thing.
Even reality shows. Now, Duck Dynasty is kind of the Waltons of the reality world. And now, you know, there's a million hillbilly spinoff shows. Mm-hmm. Like, well, now America loves hillbillies. We got to do fucking redneck. Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tired.
Well, of course.
That was fun. Did you watch Mr. Belvedere growing up? What was your favorite show as a kid?
Ooh, I did watch that. I watched all those, man. I watched Who's the Boss, Mr. Belvedere. I watched Webster. I watched...
Who's the Boss was great.
Roseanne. I watched The Cosby Show. Cheers sometimes.
Oh, yeah, those are good sitcoms. That was the golden era, I think. But they're so stupid. Even Mr. Belvedere...
Oh, Empty Nest. The Golden Girls, I used to watch
those.
Oh,
the Golden Girls I loved, yeah. They would never make a show like Golden Girls.
I would put on my short pants and sit with my mother and watch the Golden Girls.
Mommy, may I have a biscuit?
Mommy, if I wear my special bonnet, can I have some more porridge?
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part... figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
My mother and I used to, my mother was a beast. My mother was a very up and down emotional person, as we know, probably because she's crazy. Mm-hmm. But the only time I ever really enjoyed my mother, childhood memory of mine. The only time the beast was calm, my mother, is when we were watching Chuck Woolery.
Oh, Two and Two?
Two and Two on Love Connection.
I would fucking watch that show too, man.
Yeah, did your mom like
with
that?
With my mom, loved Love Connection.
I mean, the premise of that show was like...
That's Patty Stanger.
Yes, the Millionaire... Oh, maybe that's why you and I love Millionaire Matchmaker so much. But that was back before they followed people on the date. So you would have two people recounting their side of the story.
Can I tell you something? I was the same way back then, where I didn't like when it didn't work out.
I know. Nobody liked when it didn't work out. And Chuck Woolery, do you know that he's a real asshole?
Yeah, I just pulled up his Twitter feed.
Somebody told me he sucks. Was it you?
Yeah. Well, he's just like a fucking...
conservative,
but,
right?
No, but he's like a Tea Party guy. He's like a writer.
No!
Yes, all his Twitter... Okay, here's his Twitter feed right now.
Oh, no.
Gaff. Obama condemns labor strikes with shutdown analogy. Here he is off teleprompter.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. Obama's 100% red, white, and blue American born. Like, he's retweeting it ironically.
I love it.
Canadian firm hired to build troubled Obamacare exchanges. He wrote, "Happy birthday, income tax. You're 100 years old. Ouch." What the fuck, man?
Why is he so far? He's so political. Who knew?
And he's... Okay, let's see.
Chuck Woolery.
Maybe a hurricane will hit and Harry Reid can turn down disaster funding and blame the Republicans and the Tea Party? Twofer? This is Two and Two guy. He's a fucking nut.
It isn't greasy. Have you heard that commercial he does on Dr. Laura?
Yeah. It isn't greasy.
He says greasy. You're never, as a radio person, you never say, you don't pronounce it that way. He goes, I use this arthritis balm. It runs on smooth. It isn't greasy. I'm like, what is Chuck Woolery talking about?
Okay, the first clue that something is not affordable when the government tells you it's affordable.
Oh, boy.
Because it's the Affordable Care Act.
Now, Tom, you picked her up in a turtleneck. Why did you wear the turtleneck?
Well, Chuck, I got a lot of style. I like to shop. I like clothes.
Now, Cindy, how did you feel about Tom's turtleneck?
I thought he looked kind of gay. I mean, it was pink. I'm not into guys in turtlenecks.
And then it would show their stats, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Cindy, 23, from Tampa, Florida.
I just remembered something.
What?
One of the best fucking intro clips we ever have is from Love Connection. Oh, yes. Do you remember this
show? No.
Oh my God.
Gosh. Well, let's go back in the vaults and get it. Oh. Take the stairs down to the basement. Go get that.
This is
Chuck Woolery.
Let's see if this plays here. Is this here? This is one of the.
We'll be back.
OG two and two.
Our next guest is originally from Danville, Illinois. He enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life, and he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot. Paging John.
You gotta be shitting me.
Yeah, man.
That's real?
We played this show.
I know, but
show.
I forgot. How does he spell it?
Our next guest is originally from Danville, Illinois. He enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye
There's
to eye.
There's the stats.
Love life.
His, he and his mom and don't see eye to eye.
F-A-G-O-T. 26 sales is his thing. Status, never been married.
Claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot.
Do you realize how ridiculous that intro was, though?
Yeah.
If you, he likes, my favorite is when they have to write it like this. Robert, he says he enjoys cold beer and hot music. He and his mom don't agree on his career choice. You're like, what kind of intro is this?
Yeah, man. They used to, remember like when they would... When they would like disagree.
Yes.
Oh, so fucking, so amazing. Let's see if this is a
final song.
He enjoys French fries and American women. Like, what? Why is so corny?
Welcome to Love Connection. We're all fine.
He's a good looking guy.
Chuck Woolery?
Yeah.
He certainly was.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's old as shit now.
But he's kept it together.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's had some work done, but he looks all right, man.
Good for Chuck.
Yeah. And his wife's like 35 years younger than him.
Okay.
He's one of those guys.
Can I tell you, my mom had such a crush on Chuck Woolery. I think she wanted to marry Chuck.
I think he looks like my Uncle Dave.
I think so too. Yes. Yes. You can see that.
He was smooth as a host.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Great host. You think he would bang the chicks that didn't have good dates?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why he does his job.
Meeting our first guest. Now, she was here a few weeks ago, and the audience selected a date for her. She's originally from Missoula, Montana. She enjoys racquetball and practicing her surfing. Claims that she has a perfect way to turn down a date with a man, and she says that slow dancing is the last thing that she wants to do at a club. Please welcome Gail Rose.
All right, Gail.
All right, Gail. Gail's wearing a party dress. Nice to
see What's that. Gail look like?
Blonde. She's got a big fluffy dress on. Like an 80s party prom dress kind of thing.
Why?
She takes it.
Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't you get close to somebody?
No, I just don't like people I don't know touching me.
Oh.
Right. Sometimes I don't
well,
even like...
Well, I'm assuming you know this person.
Sometimes I don't even like people I know touching me.
Yeah.
Oh. It just reminds me of when I was in high school and the guy was like, had a little bit too much to drink and they're kind of draped over you. And
Whoa, wait a minute.
Sorry to hear that.
Not much fun.
Sorry to hear that. It's kind of a bummer.
What do you say to a man who asks you to slow dance?
I just say no. Yeah. They get real persistent.
She needs to really work out some of the stuff not on the air, I think.
I think she needs some counseling. Yeah. Something has happened.
So if they get real persistent, I say, please, no, thank you. Just don't.
She's going back to fucking date rape.
Illinois, where she's from in high school.
So they don't believe me. So then they start to like, oh, please, please. They start to beg.
Okay.
And I say, you know, get away from me. You smell.
See, he's a good host because he... Tried to take it away from there the first time, and now she's like, I want to go back to that
I want to go back to the dark shit, Chuck.
Bradley, go away.
I'm like a groveling man trying to get a slow dance with you. And so you got this way to turn down a date. How do you do that?
Well, I've been on the road in a band for the last 8 years, and so I've been traveling a lot. And so I usually just say, sorry, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. And they usually believe that, because usually I am moving. Mm-hmm. And it usually doesn't hurt their feelings. They're...
Sorry, I'm moving?
You know what? I think I know why.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
What's her name?
Gail, I think.
I think I know why Gail's single. She's kind of a downer.
She's kind of a bummer.
Kind of a bummer, Gail.
You know what nobody likes? Bummers. Bad attitudes.
Especially, listen, you can have a bad attitude once you know somebody, but in the beginning, it's got to be light. You got to be fun. She doesn't know how to have fun, Gail.
Except for you. When I met you, you had a real bad attitude.
But you like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Superior male ego usually stays intact.
Ooh. Felt that right in my heart. Any particular personality that you look for in a man?
I like men that respect and care about their family a lot, because if they love their family...
They won't be hitting on you.
No. No, they usually have more respect for you if they love their family.
Well, you're talking about like mom, dad, that kind of thing. I see. Yeah, that's probably a pretty good perception.
Sure.
She agreed to let the audience choose her date. We're going to show everybody the three men they had to choose from.
Why do you let the
First,
audience choose?
Glenn, he thinks that most...
Oh, my God. Some of the fucking shots they used to...
I know.
Show?
Dude, I forgot the premise that they, so they do, the audience chooses who you go on a date with.
Yeah.
And then you go on the date and then you come back and you discuss the date. That's the premise of
That's
Love
the
Connection.
Premise of the show. Yeah.
And it's all based on the 30-second clip that we see of some clown that she has to go on
and
a date
the
with.
And the guys, oh my God. They're
what's he like? Let's go.
Well, there's a few of them.
So I'm dying to see the show again now.
I know, right? I thought they were bringing it back.
They tried to. I think Lonnie Love was trying. I don't know what the story is.
No, you got to have fucking Chuck host the show.
Come on. It's Chuck. A new season, new era. You need
it's
to have
Chuck
Lonnie
Woolery.
Love.
We're back. Going to remind us who the audience chose.
Michael.
Chose Michael.
All right, is Michael. What's Michael look like?
Michael Valentino.
Michael has a bit of a mullet, a mustache, an elongated face like he may be missing a chromosome somewhere.
Sounds great.
He is pretty, pretty bad looking.
All right. Well, lucky game.
How about you doing, sir? It's fine.
It's going to be, a battle.
Tell me about the date.
Well, it started out, he picked me up, and he was right on time, which I really appreciated.
Good.
That was nice.
What did you think of him when
And he looked really good. He looked just like his video or better.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to go to lunch first.
Did you? So this is in the afternoon, obviously.
Yeah, he picked
morning.
Me up at noon.
Okay. Now, what did you think of her?
I was just completely... blown away. She was gorgeous. She was just really radical. She had
really
these skin tight jeans on with leather lacing in the front and this skin tight yellow sweatshirt.
Huh.
Just hugged every curve of her body.
And she walks like Morticia too. Did you notice that?
Oh.
So you're going to lunch or brunch?
We went to lunch. We went to a restaurant in the hills. It's a health food restaurant. We both are into health food, which is nice. And just when the lunch was about to be served, a bird pooped on his hand.
And guess what? You're going to poop a lot, too, after that health food.
You're definitely going to poop a lot.
You're going to fart a lot after you eat healthy.
Which side of the hand was it? I mean, were you trying to catch it at the time? Or,
it was on my left hand.
Kind of embarrassing, I guess.
Oh, God, say the least.
Yeah.
Right when I was looking romantically.
Well, what do you do with it? I mean, you know, it's like...
First, I wanted to wipe it off, but I didn't have any... Kleenex or anything to wipe it off with. So I'm sitting there staring at it for a while. Like, I looked over at her and we started laughing.
What if he's like, and then I decided to lick it off?
He's a real mouth breather, this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
She seems to like him.
She does. I thought this was going to be like one of those, well, when I saw him, I was super disappointed. He looks like a rapist. You know how I feel about that, Chuck. I sure do.
Yeah, Gail seems
Mike, she already made it clear. Not a fan of rape.
Remember on that show Blind Date with Roger Lodge?
Blind Date was really for the animals.
I loved that
of
show.
Of course.
God, I could watch that for fucking days.
That's the TMZ of dating shows.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And they would have like little pop-ups. Wouldn't they like to kind of shit on the person? Like, this guy's a liar. He said he works
that
at
show,
the grocery store.
Here's what they were like. They basically said, here's what we want to happen. We want them to fuck on the show.
Of course.
Or we want them to assault each other on the show.
Of course.
Those are the two options.
Of course.
And that's what you wanted as the viewer.
Of course.
I want to see them, like I want to see you giving a hand job under the table and you're being like, oh my God, because they were always hammered. Or
yeah.
I want fucking her to take a shot, like swing at him.
Of course. And every episode ended up at Splash.
Where I worked my first job in LA.
Now, for the Splash doesn't exist anymore.
No, though. It's done. Splash, it said Splash, the relaxation spa. Charlie and I got a job there when we moved to LA, our very first job.
Splash.
And we both thought like, oh, a spa? I can work at a spa.
Yeah.
Like I'll fold towels.
Sure. It's
I mean, I just need a job.
It's going to smell like eucalyptus in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I like spas.
Candles, right?
Oh my God. So we didn't realize that we went there and we're like, he was like, there's a room, they have hot tubs and beds. And we're like, oh, so like what spa services do you offer? And they were like, none. These are just rooms where you rent by the hour. They have hot tubs.
Oh, huh. Wait a minute. What kind of spa is this?
And then he was like, people will come in and they'll ask you if you can get a prostitute for them. And we don't do that, okay? I was like, Okay.
You get that prostitute before you come here.
Exactly. Sometimes people would meet their prostitute at the spa. That was my favorite, when they didn't know each other yet. And here's what was the best part of that, is that they would always be nervous, you know.
Of course.
Because they were meeting a prostitute at,
sure,
at Splash. And they would meet them there, and they were like, can I go to the room? And we had a policy where all the whole party had to be there before they could go to the room.
Oh, no.
So they had to sweat it out in the lobby, and they would just be like just fucking back and forth. And be like, can I just go to the room? And I'd be like, no, yeah, the entire group has to be here.
Oh, my God.
And then a guy would be like, two guys would walk in. They'd be like, Todd? Like, Mario? Yeah, you call me? Okay, I'm ready to go to the room. I'm like, okay, guys. And then we'd walk to the room, and then you go to the room, and fucking 10 minutes later, they would split, and you go to the room, and there's like three used condoms.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got plug from both ends.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice, right?
And then do they give you your own cum bucket to swab up jizz, or you have to...
Yeah, no, they had their own cum swiping materials.
Yeah.
Charlie quit before I did. I was like, I can do this. And I couldn't do it.
Or more like, I really need to do this because I really need the money.
Yeah, I needed the job, but I was a cum dog. I was working at a cum...
You were not the cum dog.
No, but I was working at a cum dog place. A
facility that facilitates...
Facilitates dogs that like cum.
Dogs who lap it up. How disgusting do you think the jacuzzis were?
I mean, so gross. And you know, one time we, because every once in a while, it wasn't just hookers. Every once in a while, couples would come. And because it'd be like a romantic kind of thing in your mind. Like, hey, let's go to this place. They have these awesome rooms. And like, I remember this couple came. They rented a room. And they come and they're like, there's pubic hair like in the sink.
What?
And I was like, really? I went and cleaned it up.
Ugh. Did you wear gloves at least?
Of course. And then they'd be like, he'd be like, this is nasty. And I wanted to be like, yes, your instincts are correct. But I'd be like, no, man, it's fine. And he refused, and they ended up leaving.
Of course. Now, how much did it cost to go to Splash?
They had different tier rooms. The Barcelona room. They had the Japanese garden.
Oh, like you're in España.
Yes.
Are you going to have tapas in the jacuzzi?
I think the cheapest room was either 45 or 55 an hour.
It's not bad.
No, and that was for like the lower tier. But then upstairs... And I ended up watching porns that I saw. I was like, oh, they're filming that in Splash.
Because
they would shoot there too, you know?
People could. Nice.
So the rooms upstairs, there was a Greek, like, Olympia room.
I wonder who liked that one.
There was the Japanese garden room.
No, businessmen.
And then there was one more. And they were more elaborate, much bigger rooms, themed, you know, hot tub rooms. It's pretty neat.
It's so disgusting.
A lot of cum in that place.
Much cum. Now that you said that, so there's a jacuzzi and a bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that you, because I was like, how do people fuck? You don't want to fuck in a jacuzzi all the time. So the bed was like a twin size bed, I'm assuming, or like a couch kind of bed?
It was like a twin size bed in all the lower tier rooms. And I think the rooms upstairs had bigger beds.
That's nice.
Yeah, and like crazy light, you know, patterns and... You know.
Oh, of course, yeah. It has to be sexy, right? That's
very sexy.
That's what fun sex is.
Make it sexy.
Is contrived, themed rooms.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
You know what? Speaking of sexy, we have a sexy clip.
Could you imagine, though, Jeans?
Yeah.
Just before I forget to say sure. This is before Yelp. Like, right. Splash existed before people could be like, run for your lives, you're going to get thrush from the jacuzzi. It's thrush. Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, God, it's true.
How did people get around before Yelp? You just took a chance on everything.
Yeah, you did.
Ugh, I hate taking chances.
But this is sexy. This is a clip that was sent to us.
Was this filmed at Splash?
It's not Splash. I think this man filmed this at his own place. And here's the setup. A guy got a prostitute, and he's filming it with his cell phone camera. And we establish that he didn't give her that much money. Because he tells her how much he gave. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
This is a paid person. And I'll just give you a little. Let's see here. Right now, the video starts and she's blowing him.
Okay.
You see a woman blowing a guy from his angle.
Oh, girl, quit bullshitting. Come on.
I can't do it.
So he's very soft right here.
Right. Oh,
she's,
okay.
She's like, I can't do it.
So she already doesn't like his peener.
Right.
For
she's sucking
reason.
It, but she's like, I can't do it. He's like, come on.
He's not
yeah, you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. She's doing it.
I can't do it. I'm going to throw up.
She just kind of says she's going to throw up. But she just backs away from it.
I wonder what's wrong. Do you think his penis doesn't smell good or taste good?
He looks delightful, and I'm sure all his parts are nice. I don't know what the problem is.
Huh.
Maybe she's just one of those people that has like a serious gag reflex.
Sure.
You know, some people just...
You gonna throw out? Well, you gotta jack me off something for that 20. You gonna do something?
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, it's $20?
20 bucks.
She must be in a bad place.
Nah, ain't no come home now. She here. Doing just fine. Just suck it like you're doing.
Don't spy on my.
I won't. I'll let you know.
So, that's a big point in this video.
Okay.
Don't do what I think you're going to do without giving me. He's like, I'll let you know.
Right.
I'm not going to finish without telling you.
That's a courteous thing.
She's really good. She's going at it now.
Okay,
she's doing
good.
Her job.
Oh, good.
She remembers that 20.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Now he said right there, I'm going to come.
Okay, that was quick.
I don't want to, but yeah. Well, there's edits in the video.
Oh, that's a come. About the girl. Oh, girl. That was awful.
Oh, she gets up and she is not an attractive prostitute. It may surprise you that this $20 prostitute is not very good looking. She's about 280. She backs up off of it. She's spitting on the ground.
The fuck was that? That was some bullshit.
Cold-blooded.
She said, you're cold-blooded to him because he's complaining.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I'm not cold-blooded. You gave me some half-ass head.
You put that shit in my mouth.
I told you I was coming. You ain't hear me say that shit?
Nah. Made me shit on myself.
Oh, hell no. You got to be shitting me.
Oh,
so
wow.
She said, you made me shit on myself.
Oh, did she shit on herself?
Yeah, she shit on the ground. There's a piece of shit there.
From him ejaculating in her mouth?
Well, she said when she gags, she shits.
Oh, you know what? I would say, I mean, I understand she's probably in a bad way to get $20 for a blowjob, but maybe you should do something else. Maybe not in your mouth, you know?
Well, listen.
Made me shit on myself.
Oh, hell no.
There's shit on the ground.
You got to be shitting me.
See, when I throw up, that's what I do. You ain't got no other towel, do you?
No, I ain't got no other towel. Throw away with your shit.
Oh, she is so abused, this woman.
Yeah.
They show her body. It's horrific.
Really?
Yes.
Like, she beaten and stuff?
Well, she's just got a lot of, like, looks like burn marks.
Well, I'm glad we played this.
She looks like she's about...
I'm sorry, what part with the...
280, oh 290 pounds.
This poor woman.
She fucking pukes and shit.
Oh, my God. Again, I'm not... Wait, this is a comedy podcast, right? This isn't to help the poor women of the streets. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot. This is really funny for you.
I mean, Tommy, multiple choice, two questions.
You sound. Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
You're like your dad in this one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Maybe
to me.
I don't know if I see what's so funny.
You see what's funny.
I think I don't know. I just feel bad for her.
Why? What is it? What?
Cool. You have any other funny clips you want to share? Burned women giving blowjobs they don't want to give to dudes.
Oh. My God. Well, what else were we making fun of? Oh, yeah. People are saying they love shaky jeans.
Oh, good.
People were saying, of course, that we're bad for making fun of.
Of course. Yeah,
shaky jeans.
Someone suggested that we watch the episodes and then comment. I might if I could... I saw the promo for it, and it is fucking terrible.
For what?
Shaky Jean Show.
Yeah?
It is. It's so, I'm conflicted because I have empathy for him. I get it. I'm not, by no means mocking people with illness.
Yeah.
But, gosh, to put him up on a sitcom just seems really fucking ridiculous. It feels like the Emmanuel Lewis thing of like, you know what's a great hook? Being sick,
mm-hmm.
being in need of medical care, like just...
He's a big star. We're bringing back a big star. What's the difference? What's the difference between him then and now? I mean, yeah, he's got pretty progressive Parkinson's, but it'll be a funny show. He's a great actor.
Right, the comedy, I mean, how did they pitch the comedy of this? Like, the Parkinson's jokes write themselves, guys. Like, oh my God.
Guys!
You guys don't see how funny this show? Like, who talks? Oh, yeah. It's just so fucking appalling, Parkinson's. Fuck wants to watch a half-hour show about Parkinson's every week? It's the most depressing show I have ever heard of.
Well, we've been told that when we say that, we are really... we're making them feel inferior and worse, people with these... You know what I mean?
Okay.
Why are you pitying? Don't pity them. That makes them feel even worse.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I totally am. And I do pity him. What it does is evoke emotions in me of fear,
mm-hmm.
of terror. I don't want to have Parkinson's.
Right.
And to have to watch him every week, watch Shaky Jeans act like it's not unfun having Parkinson's. I think that's the thing is like, it's totally fine having Parkinson's. Like, no, I'm sure it sucks, actually.
Well, maybe they don't, but you don't think they cover that?
I don't want to know. I don't want to fucking watch a guy with Parkinson's.
That's not your comedy choice.
It's not funny for me. It's just not fun. I don't want to.
I guess we're different.
I don't want to watch. I also don't watch hospital dramas. I don't give a fuck about. I don't want injuries. I don't want to hear about cancer.
What this goes back to is what we were saying about the camping stuff yesterday.
Right.
Which is basically, you're leaving it up to everybody. No, but like you're late. You don't want to watch that stuff.
Yeah, I don't care.
But you don't care if somebody else watches it.
It is infuriating, though, that they give Shaky Jeans a sitcom and not, say, Tom Segura or Christina Pajitsky.
Oh, right.
And they're rehashing this guy that was a star a million years ago,
mm-hmm.
who now is sick with Parkinson's. It's like the most ridiculous thing that show business is doing right now, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys doing that? Like, stop.
See, I don't I don't agree. I think it's a good idea. I like it.
You're going to watch it? Have you been DVRing it?
Got every episode in the other room.
Let's watch it. Let's try to watch one episode of the show. What do you say?
Do you put in Shaky?
Do I put in Shaky?
Well, how do you search for that show? What's it called?
I don't even know what it's... Yeah, I think it's called
The Michael... The Michael... J.J. Fox Show?
Michael Shakes Fox?
Michael Shakes Fox Show?
And the most infuriating part is that his TV wife is like super, super hot.
People really get hate that. Women hate that about men in sitcoms.
Yes.
That was the big knock they had on Kevin James when he was had his show.
People would always be like,
no, I like him too. But people, the critics would always, people who hate him or hate it would be like, oh, I'm sure this big fat fuck has a hot wife. Like, that was always the thing people go for. But it's the thing is, it's not that far. I don't think that's, when people point that out, the thing is that it's not off from reality. Like, big fat guys have beautiful wives. I have a beautiful wife.
In our situation, huh?
Sure.
I don't know. I think with shaky jeans.
It happens
jeans,
all the time.
But I think in shaky jeans, you would have to have a wife who is a little hardier, is what I'm saying. The woman that they've cast is like Susie Sunshine. Like, she's blonde and the world is amazing. She's like Kelly Ripa. Like, I think if you are dealing with a husband with Parkinson's, you should be a little grittier. Don't you feel like a woman who's resilient?
But you're trying to base the show, like, you're trying
on
to make
I'd
it.
How I'd see the world.
Right, but this show, it's a lighthearted, fun Parkinson's comedy.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
So you're forgetting that, like, in most Parkinson's comedies, you have that feel. What if all the networks, this becomes a hit, they all go, we need an Alzheimer's comedy. We need a Lou Gehrig's disease comedy.
Is Lou Gehrig alive? Is he still around?
No. Oh, but that would be the show where someone's like in a bed like, and they're like, that's Sam. He's the star of the show.
It's the Terry Schiavo Hour.
This is Bill. He's going to star in the show. He has 7 T cells left. He's got really full-blown AIDS. If you sneeze in the room, he'll die. But it's going to be a funny, funny season.
Is the show called What's My T-Cell? Or Just Teeing Around?
It's called 13 Counting Backwards. And that's how many T-cells he has left.
13 cells and counting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And counting, and then in parentheses, down.
I know. And I'm telling you, if this is a success, we're going to see sitcoms featuring like, I mean, there already was a retarded sitcom. Remember Life Goes On?
Yeah.
What was his name? Corky? Corky had a girlfriend, even he got married. And that's
Corky. God, that's right.
I couldn't watch that fucking show either. I don't want to watch that.
Why?
It's a bummer.
To see a retarded guy?
Absolutely. It bums me out. It really bums. I feel bad for him. I have empathy. I can't take it.
You're very much upsetting people who have disabilities. Okay. No, really.
I don't see illness as a disability. I see like people with like missing limbs and crap. That doesn't bother me.
Right.
I'm saying I feel retarded. I mean, we're going to make him tell jokes and stuff. We're going
to
make
it's empowering
dance
then,
and
right?
shake like a clown.
It's empowering to those people to have that show.
Is it empowering?
I think so. Sure. Imagine all the people that do have Down syndrome that are at home and they get to see somebody that looks like them starring in a television show.
But did Corky want to be an actor? Do we know that he's
I don't know that.
Consenting? But that's what I'm saying is that he is not of mental...
He's consenting. He is. Come on. He's not like, I don't know what's going on. There's a fucking production crew.
But he was a kid when his...
Yeah,
most
he knew,
children in show business don't really, I believe, they're so young. How do they know? Their parents are pushing them in.
No, but he wasn't like, he wasn't a baby. He knew what was going on.
It feels exploitive to me.
Well, they knew, he knew... Later, because I remember reading an article about like what he's doing now, and he was working like at some local, you know, place where he had a real job, and you know, they, you know, he saved a lot of money from those days, and they said that like, I remember talking about like just doing the math of purchasing something and how he was getting good at that, like, you know, going to the grocery store, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. I don't lump people with disabilities into people with like Parkinson's, though.
You don't think Parkinson's is a disability?
It's a sickness.
Well, yeah, but fall into that?
I don't fucking know. All I know is a guy that had his arm blown off in the military.
That's a disability.
I don't equate that with the shaky jeans for some reason.
Well, I understand. I mean, I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Look,
I don't know.
Do I know my stupid world? I grew up in the valley. You know what I mean? I don't know. All I know is what scares me
honestly, it makes me feel uncomfortable. It terrifies me to think that one day I might wake up and be shaky jeans.
Of course.
So I don't want to watch it. It's just like watching a show about death. I don't want to fucking watch it because then it reminds me of my own mortality.
You know what you are?
My fear of it. What, a human?
Crying motherfucker.
A baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I'm emotional. I'm a vulnerable human being, Tom. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And here's my, I always go back to this. I don't think there's anything wrong with anybody having either preference. There might be somebody out there that says, you know what? If I had it my way, every show would star retarded people.
Yeah, great. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Then go make a retarded network. Go out with your fucking retarded soap operas, retarded game shows.
Yeah.
Retarded love connections. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I'm not prescribing it for the world. I'm just saying I can't take shaky jeans. I grew up watching Michael J. Fox. I had a crush on him. I loved him as a kid. You know, I can't see him like this. I don't like it.
Yeah.
He was a beloved star of my childhood, and I it kills me to see him looking like that, talking like that.
My whole problem with the show, honestly, is that it just looks like a bad show.
It's a shit fucking show, too. Yeah. Do we not? Has that not been said? Gosh. Yeah, I feel like that's the whole point. Most of them suck.
But that's the other thing. It's not just because he has Parkinson's.
No.
Most network shows are fucking garbage.
Garbage. Who's watching? I can't even laugh at these fucking piece of shit sitcoms.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you guys know Michael J. Fox, please have him call into the show. All right? We love you.
I love you.
Bye, jeans.
Thanks for listening.
Keep those jeans up. Keep
pull
them high.
Pull them up.
Keep them high and tight.
Blowing the bad guys away. They're just an out-of-body experience.